Germans were the largest ethnic group in Milwaukee, and they had been since 1860. This was by no means the only one, but this had the most sophisticated dramatic groups, art societies, music societies, and it had an image as the German Athens, the Deutsche Athen of America. They were diverse, but they were united by their sense of solidarity as German speakers. There would have been a relatively united front in the early years of support for the German homeland. And you have to remember, this is the home team. This is, in many cases, the country people had left still remember. They still spoke the language. So there were portraits of Kaiser Wilhelm on many living room walls, dining room walls in Milwaukee and throughout Wisconsin. And it also now, obviously, you look back and you say that's the enemy, but in the early years of the war, from 1914 till the time the U.S. jumped in 1917, Woodrow Wilson's declaration was, we are neutral in fact as well as in name. So people were free to express their support for the German and Austrian cause. The U.S. enters the war on April 17, and almost overnight, you have this propaganda campaign rolling into high gear, and the goal was to rid Milwaukee of every last vestige of Germanism. And there are these savage cartoons of the bloody Hun, the German as butcher. German language instruction was banned from the public schools. The local orchestras could no longer perform Bach or Beethoven or Brahms. The statue of Germania, which stood atop the Brumder Building in downtown Milwaukee, was taken down. Some of the name changes, you look back now and they're almost humorous, but the probably the best private school in Milwaukee was the German English Academy, and they had to change their name to the Milwaukee University School. You have the Deutscher Club, which was among the really highly regarded social clubs in Milwaukee. They changed their name from the Deutscher Club to the Wisconsin Club, and so they've been ever since. You had a lot of Schneiders who changed their names to Taylor, and a lot of Schmitz who became Smith. The Milwaukee Journal had a reporter named Perry Olds, and his self-appointed job was to read the stories in the German language press in Milwaukee and kind of analyze their war coverage. And then he would write, obviously, in English in the Milwaukee Journal, what he considered exposés of pro-Axis sentiment. Actually kind of an enemy inside the gates is what it amounted to, and emphasized this was not just a Milwaukee phenomenon. The Pulitzer Prize Committee said, what a great idea, and gave the journal a Pulitzer back in 1919, after the war by that time, but it was in recognition for the journal's efforts to expose and root out German sympathizers. German culture was pretty much cut off at the knees. When you think of German culture here, you think in terms of kind of the bass note. It's not the melody, it's kind of the bass note.